deserves credit for the strong economy. President Trump tweeted a video yesterday. It starts with a clip from President Obama in 2016, raising doubts about then-candidate Trump's promises to bring back jobs to the U.S. Then the video cuts to this current sound from President Trump's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow.
More than 4 million jobs created since the election. Wages are growing at the fastest pace in nearly a decade. More Americans are now employed than ever before in the recorded history of our country. The list goes on and on.
New policies are working, all right? It may be the greatest story never told.
That's Kudlow there at the end. And that video came after President Obama defended his economic legacy last week at the University of Illinois.
By the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising, and poverty rates were falling. I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
And let's get some context. From Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also a co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey there.
So President Obama, we just heard, says the strong economy started under his watch. That's what we had been thinking. You know, economic experts had told us this is sort of an arc. But President Trump said in North Dakota last week it wasn't him and that the recovery under Obama was the weakest in history. True?
No, but I say that with a qualification, and that is the economy means different things to different people, right? For economists writ large, we talk about GDP growth. To most people, wages and jobs are the economy. So taking wages and jobs, in the 19 months since Donald Trump took office, we've created 3.6 million jobs. In the final 19 months of Obama's term, 4.6 million jobs were added to the economy. So if you think it's the economy is about jobs added, Obama did better. But there are other things. GDP growth is a little faster right now than it was under Obama. So it's kind of a – it's not generally a good comparison, but if one had to get down to brass tacks, more happened under Obama in an equal amount of time that has happened under Trump.
But isn't it also true that we are seeing a really strong economy now? And what can he claim credit for? I mean, yes, if economists say that it started under Obama, what can Trump claim credit for?
So if you go back to March 9th of 2009, that was really the day in which the stock market hit its bottom and it started to go up. And if you draw the line from then till now, the trajectory is pretty even. I would say that Donald Trump's election did unleash some so-called animal spirits, right? It got a whole bunch of people to invest more in the stock market, and the stock market has done well. The tax cuts, particularly as they affected people who had assets, have done well for them. But ultimately, history will show that in the last 10 years, the real reason the stock market is up is because of low interest rates, right? It's the only game in town. So that's part of what it is. I think it's fair to say that the economy has not done more poorly under Donald Trump. That's the claim he can make. And there are certainly economic things he can point to say they've happened on his watch. The question is, to whom do you attribute these successes?
Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. 14 seconds. Does this matter outside of politics?
No, it matters inside of politics only.
Ali, thank you.
All right.